Mistake with a capital M. Old-fashioned princesses had it easy. They just clasped their hands to their silky bosoms whenever their princes jousted in a tournament. They sat in the bleachers on pillows and waved their handkerchiefs and said things like, "Forsooth, methinks Prince Harold is taking a beating." But the thing about Fry was, he liked his women wading into battle right alongside him. Helpless damsels weren't his style, which was why he dared me to read that script the night we kissed, and why he always chose girls who could match him step for step, sip for sip. I guess that's what I was trying to do when Fry talked H and me into the escapade that landed us in court and made us loathsome bottom feeders in the eyes of our families, our town, and people all over the country who'd never even met us. The three of us were sitting on H's porch. Mom and Fry's mother were both home, but H's parents worked the night shift. We spent a lot of time there now, after school, sprawled in the peeling wicker chairs or balancing drinks on the porch rails. It was the end of March, and the afternoons were getting warmer. You could smell the ocean, inhale it as you talked. So when Fry suggested a party during spring break, it sounded like just the kind of fun to carry us through the wet, weary transition to summer. "We all need this," he said, helping himself to a chip from the bowl in my lap. "Surf's no good, and hurricane season is still months away. Gotta shake things up, right?" I loved the idea. Why wouldn't I? After years of spending most parties in the basement with a small, earnest group who shared how superior we felt to the shallow people with dates having noisy, drunken fun in the rest of the house, I was more than ready to have my own shallow fun and to be part of the group that planned it. But when Fry announced the site of our bash, I suddenly felt like someone designing my own funeral. I would rather he had picked any other place on earth. I would never have smiled and nodded, never agreed to spread the word to the theater kids, if I'd known what he had in mind. But that was before I learned the Fry entertainment formula. When it came to parties, he said, you had to consider three things: location, location, and location. "The Baylor House is perfect," he told H and me. I loved the way he